From Liberation Day to Collection Day, as U.S. customs officials finally begin enforcing Donald Trump's tariffs. On April 2nd, the president announced new import duties on virtually all U.S. trading partners worldwide, calling them reciprocal for policies that have left America with large trade deficits and gutted its manufacturing base. Since then, a number of them have inked preliminary frameworks. Most UK goods now getting a 10% rate. U.S. allies like the EU, Japan, and South Korea reluctantly accepting deals for around 15%. Lower than Trump's initial threats, but still a major increase from their previous positions. Some other countries, though, have seen their positions worsen since April. India is now facing 50% tariffs over its purchases of Russian oil. Brazil facing the same rate as Trump accuses it of persecuting his ally, far-right former President Jair Bolsonaro. Dozens of other countries have not managed to reach a new deal. Overall, the average U.S. tariff rate is going from 2% last year up to 15%. Meanwhile, Trump has either threatened or already imposed significant sector-specific duties on industries like automobiles, metals, pharmaceuticals, and microprocessors. Those tariffs have already raised significant revenues. By the end of July, the U.S. had collected over $150 billion in customs duties, nearly double the amount from the same period last year. Though they target foreign goods, tariffs are a tax paid by importers. U.S. businesses and consumers are thus now bracing for higher prices amid a rapid reordering of the global trade system.